Move on to agenda item number two, discussion of possible action on ODOT fees, which is a cover base on regional.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Brazos River Authority's water supply system will be more thoroughly utilized as our population continues to grow and the demand upon those water resources will increase. You factor in the cyclical drought, like Bob Rose just spoke about, and lake level fluctuations are going to be more commonplace. In consideration of those facts, we've proposed an agenda item that contemplates a shift in operational policy. That proposed shift for the board's consideration is a discontinuance of the assessment of residential on water facility fees. Go to the next slide. I'll walk you through some of the particulars and I'll complete the presentation with a resolution for your consideration. Historically, on water facility fees at Possum Kingdom were incorporated as part of the lease. In 1968, the board instituted 5 cents per square foot. 1968 is just the year or two prior to the construction of Lake Granbury. In 1998, the board revised that to 10 cents per square foot, and that's currently what it is to date. Fees for on-water facilities varied when we spoke to other agencies. The LCRA does not charge a fee for their on-water facility fees or on-water facilities. Some of the other agencies do charge a one-time application fee, basically where they understand what's being constructed out on their reservoirs, and that's what we're proposing. When we looked at the Sabine, San Jacinto, and the Trinity, they all charge per square foot. The Sabine basically charges, it's more of a land permit, and they give you a right to construct a dock. They have a $40 flat fee and then 10 cents per linear foot. The San Jacinto recently went up on their rates. They were about 10 cents per square foot, they went up to 19, and then the Trinity charges about 10 cents per square foot. One of the interesting points that I noticed whenever I started looking at who charges and who doesn't is when you look, those that are further east geographically charge a fee for their docks. And if you look at the Texas map, and as you showed, it rains further east and generally there's less demand on the water resources. That was just kind of an interesting point that I noticed. Our permits, Brazos River Authority permits, clearly state pretty unequivocally that there will be lake level fluctuations. Despite that, folks at Granbury and also at Limestone, for the most part, constructed fixed docks as opposed to floating docks. Contrary to what's been said by some out in the public, the BRA never mandated either fixed or floating. We always provided you that opportunity to construct whichever you prefer. Collectively, between Possum Kingdom, Granbury, and Limestone, there's about 5,700 dock facilities at all three reservoirs. From a financial impact, it's about $537,000 annually. That's a system rate equivalent of about $1.75. John Halls will speak more to the system rate here in subsequent presentations. We're proposing to continue to charge. Currently, we charge a $75 fee for new permits, transfers, or modifications. If you look at FY 2012 numbers, the number was about 521. So looking at that, that's about $35,000 to $40,000 annually. I open the presentation basically saying that as our lake levels, or as our population continues to grow, we're going to see increased demand. Along with that demand for those water resources, we're going to see an increase in the use of our system water supply system. And lake level fluctuations are going to become more commonplace. And so I prepared a resolution for your consideration and believe it's an appropriate reflection of this new reality. Go to the next slide. If y'all have any questions, I'll be glad to answer them at this time. If not, Mr. Chairman, I have a proposed resolution. Yes, sir.
This may be too early to ask this question, but are we going to propose an increase of $1.75 to offset these costs?
We'll be looking into that. Most likely it'll be the $35,000 to $40,000. We make that right now. We'll continue to receive that, but we will be looking at that, yes, sir.
Thank you.
Mike, is there a trigger to reinstate them at some point? Water levels come up, do we then reinstitute the charges? How do we, or do we talk about just doing away with it and using the water charge, period?
We're talking about doing it away with.
Completely doing it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What's the, if there is such a thing as a typical dock, what size is it and how much are they paying?
Yeah, I think they're about, typical is probably 1,100, I guess our maximum is 1,400, so probably about 1,100 is typical. The max, or the typical cost, I think, is anywhere from $50 to $60 annually. Is that right?
Maybe a little higher than that. It's probably between $75, $80 a year is what the dock fee is. Upwards to 100, or over 100 in some cases, I think the average.
But, I mean, I'll have to say, I had a little trouble with this when I was reading it, but I thought I would get in light and do the discussion here. I'm trying to, in my own mind, come to grips of what's changed. I mean, it's sort of a, you pay your money, you take your chances. I mean, if you look at $50 a month, that's dwarfed by what these people have.
A year.
A year. That's dwarfed by what they have invested in their homes and everything else. I mean, it's kind of like a rounding error. And yet, we're going to have to go up on our fees that we charge for water by doing away with this. I mean, I'm very sorry that we're in a drought, but people knew that it was a fluctuating lake when they built their homes. And like I said, the home is the big dollars. I mean, the cost of the, it, to me, it seems like the cost of the dock fee, but then in the aggregate, it amounts to a significant amount of dollars for us.
There has been a kind of a shift in operational policy. As I said, our reservoirs are going to become more thoroughly utilized, and it's not just directly related to drought, and it's acknowledging some of those factors is what we're considering.
I just don't, you know, if I were there, I would be worried less about whether I was paying that. I'd be worried about the fact that I got a big bucks in a home that is no longer a lakefront home. The lake's 100 yards away. And,
did you say, are you going to contemplating just discontinue once you, if this resolution passes, we just would never go back and have dock fees?
There's a clarification here. We're not talking about the commercial docks. They'll stay the same as they are.
I understand.
All right. And the answer is yes.
Well, but then there's still, for those people who have docks versus those who don't access the lake by virtue of extending a dock out into the lake, it still seems like there ought to be, I guess I see it both ways, but why are we doing away with it completely, at least in good times?
One of the reasons is that here's what drove us. Our gauge is the gauge that says the lake level is at a certain level. That's not the way they're gauged by the people paying the $50 a year. They measure by their docks. And whenever I say the lake level is X, they say, no, it's not. That you're indicating that the lake is 4 feet down. I'm telling you, my dock, it's 5 feet down. So I don't feel like that I want to send a lake ranger or somebody out there to go argue with them every year or every month about that. So this was a deferred way to keep the administrative costs under control.
Oh, okay, so we're saying that the fee fluctuates based on the level?
No, that's what they want. They're saying it's down, I shouldn't pay.
They're requesting that.
Yes.
That's what I was going to ask, is whether or not we had a driver from the people around the lake. Are they saying, we don't want to pay this fee for that reason?
There was legislation being introduced to make that very point. Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Does this creep into boat fees also eventually?
I'm sorry?
Does this creep into boat fees eventually?
Don't we charge user fees
for a person to put the boat on the water?
At PK we do.
I'm sorry?
At Possum Kingdom we do, yes, sir.
Okay.
So what, this is a simplification, overall, it's a kind of an administrative simplification thing.
To where you don't get trapped.
In the future.
Yes.
Okay.
Every fairness.
Quick question, I understand the reasons why and the policy and the folks that don't want to pay these fees if they can use a dog. Does this have some sort of precedential effect for our other reservoirs? We've got three lakes.
This will be applied at all three.
Our three that we control, not the core lakes.
Okay.
Yeah, it would not affect the core lakes.
Just a comment, I struggle with the understanding that eliminating these dock fees will reduce people's dissatisfaction with lake levels. I don't think that once they no longer have to pay these fees, they will say, well, okay, I don't have to pay a fee anymore, so the lakes are fine. I guess I struggle with the fact that we're going to take homeowners who have special access to the lake and they pay a fee, we're going to remove those and we're going to distribute the cost of that to everyone along the river basin in changing water rates.
I would say that
that's just where I'm.
Some of the folks up and down the basin are the ones that are utilizing the water resources.
That argument. And Matt can tell you, and he's going to tell you in the next presentation. But that is a fundamental argument that's happening in the state. Are these water supply lakes, or are they recreational lakes? And what Bob told you, by some people's view, is my fault. And it's mismanagement that causes the lake levels to be where they are. And so, The point is that it is a changing world that we're living in. It's an entitlement world that we live in, and there's a distrust for government agencies. We're a government agency, and if the water's down, it's because of our mismanagement of how all this works. And that's a reality, not backed up by fact, but backed up by perception. And that's what drove us to come to this. And to answer your question, and John will tell you, it won't be the 175, it'll be some blend of that based on other factors. But the reality is that other people up and down the basin will bear the cost.
How will we modify, one of the basis for the fees annually is to keep track of those dogs.
Right.
To make a mechanism to make sure they're out. Falling apart, dangerous, and so forth. What will be our mechanism to be able to keep up with them so that they're maintained and not substandard and a hazard for those people on the lake?
We'll continue to do that at all three of our reservoirs.
We'll still have an application fee, and we'll still have a transfer fee for whenever they change hands, and we'll still go out and take a look at them.
And if we drive by and they're in disrepair or unsafe, we'll go in on it.
Who was the proponent of the legislation relating to this?
Representative Keffer and Senator Burwell, the two that represent Granberry, and then Representative Keffer actually represents Posse Pima as well. And their legislation is actually, and we've told them this, it's problematic for us because it creates that administrative burden. It sets up a process by which you would essentially have to measure almost every dock. Got 5,700 of them to decide when they are and aren't out of service. And what does out of service mean? I mean, who decides what's out of service? I think that's something you end up arguing with each individual dock owner every single time the lake drops a little bit.
So this legislation is proposed. It hasn't passed.
It has not passed. That is correct.
So what we're trying to do is be ahead of the curve. In case it passes, we're going to
This was preempted.
And it sets our standard for not having to go out there and do that. You don't know what the law is going to say. That said, that you have to go do a measurement every month, every week, every hour to validate what the numbers are.
Well, should we think about this maybe on a conditional basis, as opposed to passing this resolution and then maybe having the legislation not pass?
There's also an element of this that puts the focus of this entire thing on where we have been directed previously to place it, which is water supply. These are water supply impoundments. The docks are a side business to the water supply business. And this really drills down into the focus of water supplies out of these water supply.
But I just don't see how passing this resolution, remember, we, I mean, in this age of perception and all of this craziness that's kind of going on all around it, somewhere there's got to be stability and just, you know, doing the right thing no matter what. And I think that's our job. And that, I mean, whatever that means in terms of voting, whichever way we vote on this resolution, I think we need to keep that in mind. Rather than just going with the flow.
Yes, sir. And what I would tell you from the standpoint of the legislature in terms of their deliberations on water and water supply right now, surprisingly, the legislature agrees with us that these are water supply reservoirs. They have an understanding of that fact, and they're willing to back us up, so to speak. Not just us, other water suppliers. That look, that's what these things were built for. They're going to be used for water supply. They're going to fluctuate. That is your core mission, which is to operate them and supply water. What they at times will not have sympathy for and will not help with are other lines of business that they're not sure you ever really should have been in to begin with. Docks potentially being one of them, land management at PK being another one. I mean, we've been through this before. The legislature has very much begun to direct us and other special districts toward, okay, here's your core function. You should not be doing anything else. This is your job. It's what's important.
I think that clears up why we're doing it. I had the same issue of who's pushing this, who's driving it. And from what we had it to read, it was not enough there. But this makes really good sense because that pushes them out of our business. I mean, we don't have to fight over $50 at each dock or 60, whatever it is. It makes more sense this way than the other way, for sure.
Now, I told you I was very undecided on this. I'd like to go back to your comment. So you're saying that by doing away with this, the message is being sent, and see, I was concerned that we were rewarding bad behavior. And I know, yeah. I mean that kind of in a nice way, but you know, if the dog scratches at the back door and you let him in, you just taught him to scratch at the back door. You know, so I was concerned that we were reacting to that. But if you're saying that this is sending the message that no, we're not in the recreation business, so we're not even going to charge the little pittance for this, and we'll pass that cost on to the people that are using the water because that's the business we're in. Now, if that's the message we're sending, then I would be more comfortable voting for the resolution.
The brouhaha over the docks and the waters and the levels and all that stuff is a distraction disproportionate to its importance in the scheme of what the Brazos River Authority scope of work is.
And we're going to remove the argument.
Okay. Because I don't want to do anything that is even remotely saying, I mean, I want to put it in the positive. I want to continue to send the message that we're in the water supply business because the lake levels are going to be going up.
Yes, sir.
But in all fairness, sir, it will be used. It will be viewed as a victory that we got the peak folks to do what we wanted them to do.
That bothers me.
But you got to be, in my views, we have to be bigger than that, and we have to look at the big picture, and we have to get on down the road because.
Well, I'm not worried about, you know, what they think about us or don't think about us. I think part of being a good board member is not reacting to that sort of thing.
Some of us get more static than others.
Yeah, no, I know.
You and I at Lake Somerville don't get any phone calls out of the guys up at Grandeur and
PK. This will temporarily mitigate the emotion, if you will, and that's what it's all built around. But as Carolyn said and others, it will focus more on our responsibility to manage water for the purpose of which the lakes were built in the first place. But the priorities are upside down when it comes to those. Like Richard, myself, live around these lakes nearby, and it's all emotions. They're recreational lakes. That's why they were built. Don't you understand that?
Well,
and the other common statement is there's a drought. Yes, but there's more to it than that. It's BRA, and it's heavy. Believe me.
I just don't know to what extent. I don't know to what extent this is going to help at all with that. Like I said, you're talking $50 or $100 a year. I mean, what's the cost of constructing a home on Lake Granbury.
Well, as I said, this is a temporary mitigation of the emotion.
I think it's gonna be about that long.
There'll be another issue.
And I don't want to send a message, well, we got them to do away with that. Now, if we put enough pressure on the legislature, we can get them to keep the lake.
But we have never once wavered on the fact that our job is to supply water. These reservoirs are for water supply, and we are not going to change our operational practices in order to keep a lake artificially full when you can't. I mean, that, you know, so we've been very clear on that, and that will not change. And nobody in the legislature, even with all of this emotion, has ever asked us to do that. Because if nothing else, they at least understand that, you know, that's an impossible request.
Do you feel that eliminating dock fees strengthens that resolve, the state legislature?
I certainly think it doesn't hurt.
If no more comment, Michael, will you read the resolution?
Yes, sir. Following resolution is presented for consideration at the Board of Directors of Brazos River Authority for adoption at its April 29, 2013 meeting. It resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby discontinues assessing the annual residential and water facility permit fees, dock fees, at Possum Kingdom Lake, Lake Granbury, and Lake Limestone. And it further resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority amends the Brazos River Authority's rates and fee schedule, removing the requirement to charge annual residential and water facility fees effective January 1st, 2014.
You've heard the reading of the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt? Rainier.
First of all, you get it.
Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer Scott?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Borland?
Yes.
Director Bashirs? Director Christensen?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Creel?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Mackey?
Yes.
Director Masterson?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Talis?
Yes.
Director Tesh?
Yes.
Director White?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.